I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. It's Andy. I'm in the clubhouse, and it's New Year's Eve, and you're my first guest.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight.
Hey, everybody, it's Andy Cohen. We fired up the Bravo Clubhouse for an old-fashioned New Year's Weave bash. You know, I decided to throw an old-fashioned house party because I couldn't bear the thought of being in Times Square, freezing the bejesus out of myself with 100,000 drunk a-holes with nowhere to pee. There they are. They can't pee. There's nowhere to pee. I would rather be cozy in my own place with delicious food by Aqualina Catering, a fresh cocktail, which has just been poured, and just a few drunk a-holes with plenty of places to pee. You're the first to arrive, but guess who else RSVP'd yes and is gonna be dropping by this party? Sandra Bernhard, the queen of New Year's Eve in New York City, Jeff and Jenny from Flipping Out, Lisa Vanderpump is here, NeNe Leakes is here, that's a party in high heels right there. Dina Manzo, and she's bringing Grandma Wrinkles. Tamara Barney is here, all the way from Orange County. Megan McCain is here, who is so clever and I love. Kim Zolciak with her wig, and she's pregnant. Jimmy Fallon is checking in. Kristen Wiig, Zoila are doing special appearances. Jiggy is in the house. We have mazels of the year all night. We have our first ever live Bravo Leverty wedding, which is gonna take place a little after midnight, and you can't guess who's getting married. Also, at midnight, for the first time in TV history, a wig drop. And if you'd like to be an even bigger part of our celebration, follow Bravo TV on Foursquare.com. Check in to New Year's Eve from wherever you are, your house, a party, a bar, wherever, and your check-in could be seen right on our screen. We're gonna be having check-ins from Foursquare up all night, so go there and check in. Also, if you're having a New Year's Eve party, tweet your pictures to us, to me at Bravo Andy, and we'll try to put some on the air. So no full frontal. There are our Foursquare people already checking in. So, I mean, here it is. It's just me and my bartender, Andy. Hey, Andy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. So, we're just waiting for the first guest to get here. It's always awkward waiting for the first. Oh, and here's the first guest. Who is it? Come on in.
Well, hi, honey.
Oh, my God, Sandy Bernhard. How are you?
I just rushed over from Joe's Pub.
Oh, my God, sweetie, thank you. This is a little housewarming.
Yeah, a little
Andy,
housewarming.
Do you want to get Sandy a gift? I mean, a drink?
Give me a gift, damn it.
Yeah, really. You should be getting
it.
You should be getting
Tiffany's.
What is this? Oh, boxing gloves for the housewives.
Mama said, knock me out. I'm gonna knock you out.
This is for me in 2011.
She can really referee
Sweetie,
in the right way.
Sweetie, thank you. This
You're
is
so
what
welcome.
I need. Sweetie, you have just come from your first
my
show
first
of the
show
night.
At Joe's Pub.
And then you're splitting
and
here.
I'm
like
just busting the move back to do my... Oh, well, my 11 o'clock midnight
show. Oh, my Lord. That's amazing.
But where else should I be?
Thank you for coming to my party.
Oh, I really like to think of you as the Dick Cavett of the new millennium.
Thank you. I will take that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, it shows you where we've all come.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. No, I agree.
We know each other for a long time.
I agree.
The St. Louis roots.
The St. Louis roots. Sandy, you know, you are one of my favorite pop culture arbiters, icons.
Queens.
But also your reflections of everything that go on in our world are so fascinating to me.
Yes.
Tell me, 2010, what do you remember about the year?
Well, I think Mariah Carey, everything Mariah Carey did on the Home Shopping Network for me was really, you know, pivotal.
Really?
A revelation.
Yes, yes.
You know, the things that she's been selling, her perfumes, really changed the way I look at the world.
What do you think her perfumes smell like? Sugary?
Heaven. Sugar.
Rainbows.
Sugar. My sugar walls.
Butterflies.
What happened to my sugar walls? They melted.
Right? What?
Ouch.
I don't know. Wait, Sandy, who do you think was the most annoying person of the year?
Andy Cohen? Ooh. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God, that's so mean.
Oh, come on, honey.
I know,
funny.
Sweetie. I know. That's funny.
You know
funny.
Why? Because I'm sitting here with you. If I said anybody else, I'd be in World War III with them.
Yes, well, that's right.
And I'm not going there.
No, you're not going there.
You know what the problem is? 15, 20 years ago, before Twitter, before Facebook, you could say things and nobody knew that you said them in your shows. And
yes.
Now everybody comes.
Right.
Next, you know, you're in a battle with somebody and you don't even know them.
I follow you on Twitter, at Sandra Bernhard.
As I follow you.
You got into a Teen Mom marathon the other day. And live tweeting it on a random day at like 2 in the afternoon.
I had a cold. Right. And I was in bed tweeting 16 and
and pregnant,
one
right.
One of the two.
Right.
Or, you know, the post show.
Oh, you know,
when the girls are actually raising their kids.
Yes.
I loosely describe that as raising them.
And do you, here's your drink.
Thank
do you watch anything on, you're just having, oh, here's the doorbell.
Mm.
Come on in.
Blip, blip, blip.
Oh, blip, blip.
Hi.
Hey, Lanithia. Have a seat.
Hey, look what I got for you.
Oh, thanks, sweetie. Have a seat. Andy, you want to grab Nene?
Grab my wine.
Oh, she needs some sweet wine.
I need some wine.
Oh, Nene, you are busting out all over, my Lord.
It's a new year.
We might be.
It's a dream. It's a dream, boo.
Oh, look, she brought me. Lay it on thick.
Honey.
This is some skin cream.
It really makes you shine. You'll love it, Sam. You should try it.
Honey, for us black ladies, we need some shea butter, don't we?
You would love it.
I'm going to be taking this with me.
You're stealing my gift?
I love it.
I'm all ashy tonight.
Are you a little ashy?
Ashy.
Are you feeling ashy, girl?
I'm feeling ashy.
Andy, I really want you to put it on. It makes you shine. It makes you look young.
All right. I'm worried if I put it on now, the drink's going to
later,
slip out.
I want you to do it later.
Okay.
When you
want
to shine.
Who was your most annoying person of the year, 2010?
You know, a lot of people annoyed me this year. Maybe I shouldn't call their names because I have new that I'm trying to do for 2011.
Tell me.
I am trying to leave some negativity out of my life. And some of those people who have brought a lot of negativity to me, I want them to bloop, bloop. Be gone.
Let it go,
honey.
Let it love, let it flow.
Well, you know, what is a great New Year's Eve party without a great drinking game? Tonight, I propose this. Anytime we hear tonight in the clubhouse the word of the night, if you're 21 or over, I want you to take a drink. And this New Year's Eve, the word is wig. So get ready, get the drinks ready, because it is time for our first Mazel of the Year award. We're going to be giving them out all night. And the category is wig of the year. Drink. Boom. The nominees are our own Kim Zolciak's wig. Drink. Donald Trump's hair system, Brett Michaels' blonde fall, and Wendy Williams' wig. Drink, blah. And the winner is, how you doing? It's Wendy Williams' wig, and here she is accepting her mazel on behalf of her wig.
Andy, my wig wants to thank you for this prestigious award. So she's written me an acceptance speech. She would also like to thank Antoine Jackson, the master wigologist here at the Wendy Williams Show. Also Shakitha, who keeps watch over the entire wig collection here at the Wendy Show. They are truly the wind beneath her wings. My wig grew up poor, the child of a toupee and synthetic extensions. And ever since she was a three-quarter cap, she dreamed that one day she was going to make it big. Oh, I almost forgot. I want to thank my mother and father. I don't see my name on here. I don't see my name on here. Andy, I feel like taking this wig and throwing it on the ground. I don't, get that camera out of my face. That'll have to do. I'm not doing anymore.
That was really like, weird.
My goodness.
I love a good wig though. Honey, and I love Wendy Williams.
I love Wendy. I just did Wendy's show recently and we had such a good time. She's a lovely lady.
Let's talk.
She's calmed it down.
Cheers. I love it that you guys are on the same page about 2011. I really like that.
I've been on the same page for this
entire...
Since post-millennium.
You have been. You're very Kabbalah. You're very cool.
Yeah, I've been, I'm putting it through my own transitional thing.
So now you are heading back to Joe's Pub, like right now, right? So you have an 11 o'clock show, and you'll be on stage.
Yeah, I just came from doing one show.
Yes, and she's going to do her second show.
I'm a working girl, and I am not.
Oh, you know she is.
I'm a boomerang.
Oh, she's a boomerang. And how long are you running at Joe's Pub? Because it's a great show.
Tomorrow night. Oh, okay. And I'll also be down in Miami, January 27th and 28th, and in London, February 9th through the 12th.
That's nice.
Well, Sandy,
and a million other things. Inshallah, God willing, will happen this for you, Nene. For you,
a blessing
Andy.
From Sandy. Thank you.
A blessing.
Mazel.
A mitzvah.
A mitzvah express from Sandy Bernhard, almost 2011.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Amy Sedaris.
Hey, I'm Rocco DiSpirito.
I'm Rebecca Romaine.
I'm Anderson Cooper. My New Year's resolution is, I guess, to be a better friend to my friends. Cheesy.
Wah, wah, wah. And my New Year's resolution is that I don't make resolutions because I don't ever want to let myself down.
Not to miss an episode of Any Housewives ever again.
To breathe more. What? I'm serious.
Actually, it's to get some friends and then to be better to them. That's what it is.
All right, welcome back to our Watch What Happens Live New Year's Eve house party. Hey, Nene Leakes.
Hey, Andrew, how are you?
I'm great.
Now, you are looking good.
Hey, you're looking great.
Man, I get so many people asking me about you.
Is that right?
How gorgeous you are.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, stick your chest out, honey.
Oh, man. Speaking of sticking our chests out, your makeup person came in and said that you had a little nip slip in the last segment.
Girls, they tend to come out and play every now and then.
Oh, my God. Well, if I see a little aureola, I will I'll let people know. No, I think we have a phone call. Do we have a phone call? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am, Andy.
Hey, what's your question?
My name's Chase. I'm calling from Mason, South Dakota. You may know me already. And my question's for Nene. How many weaves do you have and how do you maintain them?
How many
weaves do you have and how do you maintain them? You're not a weave.
I'm not wearing a weave anymore, Di. I'm wearing Nene. This is me.
Do you ever miss the long?
I do. Sometimes I miss my hair long, but this is Nene. How you like it?
I love it.
Thank you. I might switch and wear a wig every now and then, but I'm really loving, you know me.
Baloop.
Bloop, bloop. That's the new one for 2011.
Oh, the doorbell's here. Who's here? Come in. Oh, it's Jeff and Jenny.
Thank you.
Now, I heard that you're sick, so I'm a little scared.
I'm a little sick. I'm okay.
Hello. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Scoot your nipples over, Nene.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
This is everywhere.
I love it that everybody brought me gifts.
It's a practical gift.
It's so exciting.
It's something I knew you needed.
Oh, my God. Socks.
Yeah.
Oh, because you give me crap because I don't wear socks.
Jerry O'Connell and I, we went in 50-50.
You went in 50-50 on the socks?
Yeah.
Wow, you have your long toupee on tonight.
I do.
It looks really good.
Well, we're going to drop this wig at midnight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the wig we're dropping at midnight?
Happy New Year, Jenny.
New Year. Everybody is on fire about the theme song. Everybody talks to me about it. Jenny Poulos wrote your theme song. Everybody comes up and says, Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Guess what? You got the 411.
Listen, you wrote
the... This is Burning the Midnight Owl. Okay. And
Are you bored with this conversation already?
We're talking about her implants.
They're on.
She had a double D, but she went down to a full C.
Did you get your pack implants yet?
I did, actually. I'm a large B. Okay. You want to feel me?
Wait, did you get a breast reduction?
She got a reduction, and then she lost all the weight, so she lost all of her.
Here we go with the...
Oh, my God. Wow, we're already talking about Jenny's boobs. Yeah. I can't believe I have a rapping owl Jewish rabbi. What's the name?
Burnin,
the Midnight Owl.
That's such a regift.
Oh, no, this is programmed with a rap for me. That's hilarious. Have you guys ever met Nene Leakes?
Yeah, we actually had a couple drinks together.
Oh, is that just a couple?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. By the way, speaking of drinks, is Andy coming with drinks for them? Okay, come on, Andy, because we don't have the right wine yet for Nene Leakes.
That's not a martini glass.
Oh, no. Wow.
This is tacky. What a tacky
affair. Do we have any martini glasses for Jeff, Andy?
You should drink a vodka cranberry.
Do you want a vodka
margarita? Can you make that?
Oh, my gosh. You normally were so on point with our drinks.
And you look hot, by the way.
Andy,
also, can I get this a little dirtier, please? What's your name?
Definitely Andy.
Oh, hey, Andy. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's easier to remember. We don't know if his name really is Andy or if they named. No, this is.
I'm sure you have the 411.
This is Maker's Mark and Ginger Ale. This is my drink. Guess what? It's time for our next Mazel of the Year. In many ways, for many people, 2010 was a rough one, but a few folks really tried to do something about it, not just for themselves, but for all of us. So our nominees for People's Champion of the Year are Teen Fatherhood Role Model, Levi Johnston, Teen Abstinence Advocate, Bristol Palin, Hero of the Universe, Oprah Winfrey, my goddess, who I love so much, and The Rent is Too Damn High Party Founder, Jimmy McMillan, and the winner is... It's Jimmy McMillan. Here's what Jimmy has to say with his mazel.
Ding! Round one. Jimmy McMillan comes out of the corner. Out of business, going out of business, lost our lease. Can't afford breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Ding! Round two. Working 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week at a third job. People can't afford to pay their rent. Ding! Round three. Jimmy McMillan has scored a victory. Jimmy McMillan is the people's champion. Andy, I'd like to thank you for recognizing it. Andy, I'd like to thank you for bringing it. Giving me this award and making the folks aware there is a voice out here that represents the people, and that voice is through Jimmy McMillan of The Rent, a Too Damn High Party. Thank you, the people's champion. Ding!
Baloop! Baloop! What do you think about Jimmy McMillan? He's got it going on.
He is a trip with the sign. Rich to
I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Jeff.
Look, Jeff is mad.
Jeff is a mess. He's there's the door. Who is it? Come on in. Oh my God. It's Jiggy and Louisa.
Happy New Year.
Who makes your holiday
dress? Gosh.
Christina McCaffrey.
Nice. Look at her holiday dress.
You guys come back here. Look at this holiday dress. Oh, yeah. Jeff, here. You can get me this way.
Excuse me.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's going all over the place. I love it.
I gave her the owl last year.
Oh, really? That's what the re-gift is? Now, let's have a nice look at what Jiggy is wearing.
Jiggy is looking hot.
Oh, my God. Wow. Is Jiggy hot in that little...
No.
In that hat?
Well, he's... Yeah. No, he's doing okay, actually.
Well, turn it for the camera. Let's see. Jiggy. Oh, my Lord.
You know, Jiggy has 10,000 followers on Twitter now.
Jiggy is insane on Twitter. I would just like to say that.
He is.
Wow. So this is a picture. Is it a picture? I don't know. It seems like a picture. Oh, my gosh. Nene, have you ever met Jiggy?
I did. Is this the one I met at your restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, my gosh. This is fantastic. This is for the clubhouse, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
This is an amazing portrait of Sir Jiggy Vanderpump. This is sensational.
Jiggy, what are you doing?
I love this.
Is that cute?
This is so great. Oh, my gosh. I love that. Okay, we're going to put this in the thing. How are you doing, Lisa?
He wants a drink.
Oh, yes. Andy, do we have drinks coming for... Oh, the bartender's... Andy is on thin ice right now. I just want to say, Andy's not here. Lisa's drink is not here.
What's happening?
I mean, when we have our little half-hour show, are you going to go get her a drink? Okay, Jenny's going to get you a drink.
I'll have a vodka and tonic, please, darling.
Can you get me a margarita?
What are you doing, Jiggy? What are you doing?
Oh, and Jeff wants his in a martini glass.
Jiggy's getting very excited.
Oh, my God. Oh, is Jiggy getting it? Is this Jiggy?
Jiggy, I'm going to take his hat off.
Oh, you want a margarita? Have you two ever met?
Yeah.
We met before she was even a housewife.
No way. How did that happen? What?
You remember the picture that surfaced of me and Gretchen like kissing? We were at her place.
No way.
Yeah, we were.
I tried to break
So wait, did you make up? You didn't make out with Gretchen.
You did a little bit. Yeah, you did a little bit.
At Villa Blanca?
No tongues, but there were lips involved.
Do you have a lot of girl-on-girl action at Villa Blanca?
Well, no, but we will now.
You will now. That's a great... Wow, you are really done up for New Year's Eve, Lisa Vanderpump. You look fantastic. Well, oh, here comes Andy with the drinks. Lisa, I have to say...
He's comfortable here, baby.
Lisa,
I love. There's your champagne, Lisa. Very good.
A kiss.
Here's your champagne. Happy New Year. What's your New Year's resolution, Lisa? Do you have a resolution?
Sex three times a year.
Yeah.
I'm upgrading from twice a year to three times a year. You know, instead of the wig drop tonight, it's going to be the knicker drop.
Who's going to drop their knickers?
Well, hopefully me for my husband.
Really? For Ken Todd? Oh my God. And he's here tonight,
well,
right?
Yeah, he is. Hopefully.
Ken's around, right?
If it's not, it could be you.
Nini, do you have outfits like this for Playa?
No, Playa doesn't wear all this kind of stuff.
Do we have a phone call? Do we have a call? Okay, let's go for the call. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name's Camille. I'm calling from Atlanta.
What's your question, Atlanta?
It's for Nini. I would like to know who you like to let go for 2011 in your life that was drama.
Oh, who would you like to let go that was drama in your life?
You know, I hate to call their name out loud, but just know that the drama person in my life, I have had a few that I'm really letting go of. Like, oh, over here. Okay. There are a few people in my life that I'm going to really let go of for 2011. I don't really want to call the name because I want to stay positive.
Very good.
Just know that when I say I'm done, I am.
Can we say positive
done.
After the name? Can we just say the name and then be positive?
No.
That ain't here.
Listen,
they might be here.
Exactly. They might be here. Oh my gosh, tonight. We have a lot of people coming tonight.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
Listen, we asked all of you viewers to decide your Mazel of the Year, and your top choices were the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell,
yes.
Ben Wiener, Betty White, and the Chilean Miners. That's a group. So who will win the viewers' Mazel of the Year? It's up to you. Text your final selection to 27286 or tweet me at BravoAndy, hashtagging your pick, and we'll reveal the big winner before the end of the show. We got, oh my God, Jiggy is drinking vodka.
Yeah, it's vodka martini.
Now, how does that go?
It's only going to have half a glass. It's fine. It's water, Andy.
Oh, I was so excited. Oh, I was so excited. Jiggy looks a little drunk.
Yeah, I know.
Right, okay. Jiggy's a little shickered. Listen, follow Bravo TV on Foursquare and check into New Year's Eve so we can see you right here on the screen, okay? It's fun. Do that. Check in on Foursquare. I think that's fun. Gosh, I wish that had been vodka. That would have been
too.
So exciting. Oh, the doorbell. Oh, my God, who's here? Oh, my God, it's Dina Manzo. Hi, Dina. And Grandma Wrinkles.
Grandma, I thought you were missing something from the set.
Have a seat. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at this. Two Bravo animals meeting.
Grandma's freaking out.
Grandma, as opposed to very plain.
It's not happening over here.
Yeah, she's got. Oh, look, she has a little tuxedo on.
Was she attacked?
Is it a she? Is it a she?
Yes, Grandma's a girl.
Oh,
Big Grandpa was a boy. And
it's so. What do you think? I feel some chemistry between the two.
There was something going on when Grandma was getting her makeup done. There was some kind of.
Oh my gosh!
It wasn't hair or makeup.
Look at what Dina brought me. Look at this that Dina brought me.
That better be in clear view.
Oh, it's going up in the clubhouse.
Yeah, but not in front of
Grandma's already got a hair across for you, Andy Cowan.
What do you think, Nini? Right?
I don't know what to say about that.
Do these two animals,
I don't know
what to
say.
Oh, here's Andy with the drink for you.
He's never seen anything like it.
He's definitely. You know what? We got a Facebook question from Jessica Jones, who wants to know, is Jiggy gay or straight? Good question.
Ooh, Jiggy had his what's-its chopped off, so he hasn't actually consummated any relationship yet, but I think it's still up for, you know.
But look what he's wearing, Andy.
Well, you mean he's dressed a little gay?
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Oh, my God. Well, it's a good thing that both of these animals are here. Since Jiggy and Grandma are here, it's a good time to do our next mazel of the year, which is for non-homo sapien of the year. The nominees are Barbara Streisand's chickens, who reside on the replica farm of her dream home, as seen on Oprah. Did you see this? My chickens live in my barn. It was my favorite thing of the year. I love Barbara's chickens. Nene's puppy, Playa. Yeah. Nene's puppy is up. Sir Jiggy Vanderpump is a nominee. And Grandma Wrinkles.
Oh,
so the winner for non-homo sapien of the year by a whisker is Sir Jiggy Vanderpump, everybody.
Yeah.
Here is the Mazel of the Year award for Jiggy.
He's in season now, it's all right.
You mean because Beverly Hills is on right now.
I see.
Does Jiggy have any acceptance to be made?
Jiggy's hot right now. I told you,
he's making me hot with that turtleneck on.
Out here. He's got a big following.
Oh, my Lord. By the way, Lisa Connie Facebooked and wants to know something about that insane dinner party you all were at.
That was horrific.
How did the psychic not know that Camille was being cheated on by her husband?
Good question.
Everybody wants to know that.
I wonder if she did have, because she insinuated that it was Kyle's husband, which was totally wrong. So maybe after she had a drink, she just got it all slightly wrong. I don't know. But she was a nightmare. Absolute nightmare.
It is. Oh, doorbell. Who's here? Come on in. Oh, my Lord.
Direct
from Orange County. Mm. Hi. Here, do you want to scoot over a little bit? Tamara Barney, everybody. Hi. Oh, my God. This clubhouse is filling up with the ladies. Hey, Tamara.
Hi.
Great to see you. Wait, everybody's wearing their stuff out tonight. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta pull the other one out with it.
What? Oh my God, is it Batman? Batman underwear?
I just think because this is like your bat cave.
This is my bat cave.
So your Bravo bat cave.
This is my Bravo bat cave.
I think that you should wear those.
You think I should wear these?
What do we think about the cut,
Jeff Lewis?
I think they're too big for you.
Andy, I actually got them a little bit smaller.
He is so funny.
Am I the only one who got you a real gift, by the way?
Yeah.
I bought you a real gift.
No, she also got me this. Oh my gosh.
Because
she got me this. Oh yeah, Lini got me lotion. She got me this pimp cup.
You're kind of like a housewife pimp.
I'm a housewife
pimp.
You are.
Yeah. And because since he's making all the money.
By the way, have you two ever met?
No.
You've never met?
No.
And have you? What do the Orange County ladies think of Beverly Hills?
I love them.
You do?
I tell the truth.
I do. I love you guys. I do.
We keep it real.
I swear. I love you guys. I do. I knew that when you guys
were
on air.
What?
Nanny's starting trouble again.
I think they're very entertaining.
They are entertaining, right? Okay, we have a call. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Andy from Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Hey, Andy from Wisconsin. What's up,
Ben? I got a question for Jeff, but first I want to say everybody looks gorgeous tonight, and I just want to give a shout out to that potty bartender.
Oh, shout out to Andy. Andy.
We should put on the panties, the Batman panties.
We might.
Question for Jeff.
Well, that would be good.
That would be good.
Yeah, what's your question?
Is there any special person in your life right now? Or are you looking for love in 2011?
Jeff, any special person in your life right now?
There is. There actually is.
It's me.
And is he?
It's a she.
Actually. Oh, yeah. I'll believe that.
Yeah, just like I would believe that you'd be with a girl.
Yeah. Are we going to have this again?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
We're going to play Hero Plus Macho Boo.
Yeah, we are. That was a good game.
That was a fun game.
Okay, so you do have someone special, and is he here tonight?
He is.
Maybe we'll get him out for midnight.
Oh, he would love that.
I met him already.
Yeah, right.
I met him already, right?
What?
You know,
you met him.
You met him. Yeah. Well, listen, everybody gets a little emotional sometimes, but there's a lot to be said for staying calm and level-headed. And it's time to give out the Mazel of the Year for the most rational person of the year. You know what? It was a crazy year. There weren't a lot of people to choose from, to be honest. But the nominees are Rachel Maddow and... That's it, actually. Rachel Maddow was the only one who seemed to make a lot of sense to us. So she's the winner. Here's what she has to say.
Hey, Andy. Happy New Year. Thank you for giving me an award, and thank you for giving me an award that consists of a lovely bottle of liquor. I don't know why you think that I am very rational, but I know that you know that I love alcohol. So we'll just leave the connection between those two things to everybody's imagination. Happy New Year, my friend. Thank you.
I love Rachel Maddow. Do you guys watch Rachel Maddow?
No.
No? Damn,
I thought it was a guy.
Too smart. You thought it was a guy?
Oh, my God. She likes the liquor.
They don't make ladies like that in Orange County.
Hi, I'm Patti LaBelle.
I'm Nate Berkus.
I'm Tom Colicchio.
And my New Year's resolution is to stay away from people.
How do you plan on doing that?
Swear to God.
To actually not make a New Year's resolution, because I break them by January 2nd every single year.
I'm putting a thing over my face. I'm not seeing nobody. I'm not responding to anyone's wishes. I'm out of here.
To wear the googly eyes at all times.
I don't want to see them. So I want to give myself a chance to be nice to somebody that's cuckoo.
Wow.
Crazy. That's my New Year's resolution. Thank you very much.
Here's what happened during the break. Jeff Lewis dared Andy, the bartender. He said he would give him $20 to put on the Batman underwear, so we're waiting to see if he's gonna do it. Secondly, I think he will. Secondly, something was just happening with NeNe and Lisa Vanderpump back there. What's going on? Lisa, you thought that you heard that NeNe was saying bad stuff.
Saying that the Beverly Hills were plastic surgery nightmares. And so I said, well, I noticed she had a nice little nose going on. And she said, no, he didn't say that, right?
It was a cat bite.
I have never said anything about you guys because I find you all to be very boring.
Oh!
That I will say out loud.
Oh, you can't.
I have never talked about plastic surgery because I don't do that.
The dental party was not boring.
No, well, the dental party was a little whack. You know, we were.
So you think they're boring, Beverly Hills?
I have never talked about plastic surgery because I had mine out publicly.
Right, right.
And I would never do anything and not tell.
Okay.
Because if I wanted to have surgery, I would have it out loud. I do find them to be very boring.
Oh,
a bit on the phony side.
Oh, Lisa, well, they're Beverly Hills. The ratings are great.
The ratings
listen,
they'll beat Atlanta, Georgia.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Three seasons straight.
Lisa, we have a question for you that came in from Sarah Jessica Parker's at a house party upstate with Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman, and she wants to know if your jewels are real.
Oh, if they were real, I'd have done a runner. I wouldn't be sitting here with them, that's for sure. No, they're not, but they're fabulous, but they're not. I wish they were.
Okay. Well, they look fantastic.
Yeah, watches,
yeah, the watches, but not.
Oh, my Lord. Let's see that watch.
Yeah,
hold it up.
Bling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my
but
Lord.
This isn't, no.
Wow. That's
it
NeNe.
Good.
You like it, NeNe?
If I did, I would like it.
Okay. Is Grandma Wrinkles leaving a stain on your lap?
She is. I have grandma dirt all over me.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know what
that's
to say
why I have
about
the
towel that. Oh, the doorbell. Who is it? Come on in. Oh, my God. It's Meghan McCain, everyone. Oh, my God. Great to see you. See you. Come on in.
Nice to meet
you. Wow. Meghan McCain.
How are you?
Meghan McCain. Good to see you.
I feel like the random.
I feel like you could. No, it's great. She looks like she could be maybe Tamara Barney's niece or something.
I was thinking sister. Okay,
sister. Oh, yeah, right. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. This is for me.
That's for you.
Chase. Wow, this is very heavy, this Moe gift. You are a big Housewives fan, right?
I am a big Housewives fan. I'm on the road all the time, I watch Bravo all the time.
Does your dad watch the Housewives?
Do you want to hear the weirdest thing ever?
Does your dad watch
Jenny and I are both from Arizona.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh, it's a Watch What Happens Live Moe.
Thank you.
Andy, how's that bet going? You're gonna earn that
$20? $20? I don't know.
Oh, he wants more money. 200.
I'll give you 100.
200 bucks to get you in the Batman undies and nothing else.
I don't think I can. Yeah,
I think you can rock it.
Turn that down.
Oh, okay, he's doing it. Okay. Okay, I don't know who's gonna wind up paying for that. Thank you. Yes.
I am.
Oh, okay, Nene wants to know, Megan McCabe, do you like Atlanta or Beverly Hills?
I have the best trivia ever. Okay. My best friend from high school, I was the maid of honor in her wedding, okay. Claire and Coy Wire. He plays for the Atlanta Falcons, so I am an Atlanta fan.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, she does have Phaedra eyelashes. She has eyelashes like Phaedra, Nene.
My makeup artist convinced me to put these on. Isn't that a weird trivia? So I'm Atlanta, and they live in Atlanta, and I got stranded in Atlanta forever ago, and they totally put me up, so I gotta stay Atlanta.
Oh, I like that. That's
thank
nice.
You.
All
real. Thank you.
Okay. So do your parents watch The Housewives?
My mother does.
Really?
We watch it together.
Which one does she watch?
She likes Orange County.
She likes Orange County.
Yeah.
What happened? Your mom did the photo shoot for the gay marriage.
Do you want to talk politics?
No, but I'm so curious because that was so great that she did that, but then I couldn't tell what was happening.
She's for gay marriage, but she was against Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, if I can have your attention, please, back there. Megan is a big Bravo fan, and she's also a real smart cookie. So we're going to play a little game. It's going to be Megan. Can I say something?
I'm sorry.
Okay, we're going to play a little game. Megan is going to square off against Tamra and Dina in a game called Blonde Ambition 2010. I have a list of quotes uttered in 2010, and you ladies have to tell me whether it was said by a housewife or by some other newsworthy figure. Earn an extra point by telling me exactly who said it. The winner is going to get their very own Muzzle of the Year award. This is great, by Maker's Mark. Are you ready to play Blonde Ambition 2010?
We just blurt out the answer.
Yeah. I'll go one after the other. Okay, so the first question is for... Oh, I wonder where this game is. Oh, here it is. Okay, the first question is for Megan.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Okay.
Who said, was this a housewife or a newsmaker? My kids are sane. Is that a housewife or a newsmaker? My kids are sane.
I was going to say Sarah Palin, but is that wrong?
That is wrong. It was actually Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama. I was close.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of. Okay.
Political.
So next we have Tamra and Dina. Tamra and Dina, I believe the really only safe way to have sex is abstinence. Was that a housewife or a newsmaker?
Wait a minute.
It's got to be a newsmaker.
No.
What, really?
Somebody gave up sex for a while on one of the shows, didn't
me for 29 years.
You?
Oh, Candy did.
No.
Okay.
What's your guess? Housewife or newsmaker?
I'm gonna go with what she said because I'm not sure. Yeah.
It was your former castmate, Danielle. Yes.
Oh,
it was Danielle.
Shut the front door.
Yes, it's true.
I think that was off camera though.
Okay. Who said this? I'm like King Kong. I might just start going crazy. Meghan McCain, housewife or newsmaker?
I think that was a housewife.
That was Joe, Teresa's husband from New Jersey. You get a point. Okay, who said this? That's where I totally go berserker and just freak everybody out. A housewife or a newsmaker?
Housewife. I mean, housewife. It's got to be a housewife.
Yeah, I'm
housewife?
Berserker.
It was McCain's dad, John.
He said berserker.
Is berserker a word?
Okay, Meghan McCain, who says it? A housewife or a newsmaker? You wet your finger, you stick it in the sugar, then put the sugar in your vajayjay, okay, then it makes the vajayjay sticky.
This was on Atlanta. I saw that episode.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So that was not Sarah Palin. No, that was not.
That one was too
okay.
easy.
Very good.
And by the way, very disturbing for me to hear that people do that. It seems a little like unsanitary. Like,
yeah. Okay, Meghan, you won the game. It was a short game. You win the Mazda of the Year. I'm having Meghan McCain here.
Happy New Year. I'm Cynthia Bailey.
I'm Sheree Whitfield.
My name is Candy.
Apollo.
And Phaedra.
I'm Nene Leakes.
My New Year's wish is to never stop being fabulous.
To stop working for free.
My New Year's resolution. To love more.
And mine is
to continue to surround myself with positive people and be happy. Life's short.
To get my happy back.
And mine is to have more photo shoots with less poop.
We have a phone call. Caller, what's your name? Is it, who's calling?
Jeff in Missouri.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, what's your question?
Well, first I'd like to give a shout-out to Nene for wearing that top.
Well, shout me out, baby!
All right, what's your question?
And second to Tina, we wanted to know if since Danielle is bust show, if she is going to come back and be a housewife in New Jersey.
Oh, Dina, what do you think?
Watch what happens, right?
They're gonna watch what happens. I love it. All right, thanks for your call in Missouri. Keep it real in my home state. Okay, thank you. Okay, oh, and here's our bartender in the Batman undies. All right, okay, so thank you, Auntie. Auntie did it. Okay, we have another call. Caller, are you there?
I think those fit this.
Caller, are you there?
I love them.
They look good on you, Andy.
Hey, caller.
Oh, my.
Hey, oh, my God, is that SJP?
Andrew.
How's it going, Sarah Jessica?
My timing is uncanny.
Did you see our bartender came out in his underwear?
Is that timed perfectly for us?
Yes, that's timed perfectly for you at your house party.
We're in the Country Palace Clubhouse.
I should take the tank off.
How's it going at your New Year's house
take
party? Are you ready for 2011,
well,
Sarah Jessica?
As I just told your screener, I'm surrounded by many people who love and adore you, but this seems to be more like an infirmary than a New Year's party. Oh. One has consumption, one has pink eye, one has frostbite.
Oh my God, you're at a sick house. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you know what's bringing us a lot of joy?
What?
The Bravo Clubhouse.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. I'm sending you a lot of love up there in upstate New York. Jeff Lewis isn't feeling well either.
There's a lot more joy right back there, though, Andy.
I texted you a special message for Nene.
Oh, you did? What did you say to Nene?
It said, Beloved. Get it?
Beloved.
Beloved. I love it.
Oh, Beloved. 20 Beloved.
That's it.
I like
That's it. That's the news in the Country Palace. We love you. Happy New Year.
We love you. Cheers to you.
Wait, Matt, one special message from someone. Hold on.
Okay.
Bye, Andy.
Oh, bye, James Wilkie. Oh, I like it. We got a little, this show's suitable for everybody.
James Wilkie, he said goodbye and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, James. I love it.
And Happy New Year to all your listeners.
And to all your listeners. Thank you. And
bye.
To Mark and Scotty. Bye, guys.
Yes,
and Nikki. Bye. Oh my gosh.
A little
this
late
house
for
party.
Those kids to be up, don't you think?
I know. Well, it is late. Oh, doorbell. Who's here? Oh my Lord, with her wig.
Wow.
Kim Zolciak. Hi. Oh, my Lord.
Hi. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
We have got a pregnant lady in the house. There is a lady with a bun in the oven. Jeff, scoot over a little bit for the lady.
Why don't you just push me out of the way?
Well, no, I just want Kim Zolciak. Wow, so you have got a bun in this oven right here.
I do.
Wow, and you brought me a wig?
Yeah, you like gingy.
Do you want a drink?
I love a gingy wig. Wow. Thank you. Oh, yeah, are you drinking pregnant?
No, I can't smoke.
You're not drinking and smoking.
I wish I was smoking. Please, babe. I wasn't smoking. Don't start that rumor. Please don't start that rumor.
Okay, so you're not drinking and smoking, right? Because you're pregnant.
Right.
People are pissed that you lied to me about being pregnant on this show.
I know. I didn't realize that Monday it was going to hit. I had to get past the first trimester, you know? I mean, I just felt
Well, no, you had like a deal with a magazine and... Right? And it hit the next day. But we didn't know it was going to hit the next day.
I thought Thursday.
Right.
But it was because of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Know? Anyhow.
Your weave wig situation looks great.
Yeah, it's very thick.
It looks really good.
Thank you.
Performing tonight. Are you ready to perform pregnant?
Yes. I'm ready.
Right.
I'm ready.
How do you feel?
I feel good. I'm a little tired, but I'm good.
Is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
It'll come out tomorrow in some magazine.
Yeah.
You know, you always
start. She will lie to my ass, and then it's going to come out in a magazine.
I do know what it is.
All right. Well, listen, I think that both Jeff and Kim are going to be interested in our next model for Employee of the Year. Because the nominees are, for Employee of the Year, Zoila, Camille Grammer's Four Nannies, Patty Stanger's new employee, Andrea, who she rips a new one every week, and Kim Zolciak's assistant, Sweetie. Well, they are all more than deserving, but the mazel goes to Zoila Chavez. She couldn't get the night off, but watch this. No.
OMFG. This is, for me, I don't believe it. It's the Asalira girl born in Nicaragua. I never have something like this. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Emmy. Thank you so much, Bravo. I never have something like this. I'm very emotional because I have my period. And thank you, Jeffrey, for being your housekeeper too. And you're nice with me. Not really, but thank you. Happy New Year.
Oh, I love her.
That's not, she deserves it, not really.
She couldn't get
Christmas off. Got my back.
I'm Kelly Ripa Consuelos.
My name is Keenan Thompson.
Hi, I'm Isaac Mizrahi, and my New Year's resolution is to drink more.
To tell Mark Consuelos and Andy Cohen how much I love them every day.
To take advantage of every day. Yes, I want to do that.
And to be way less vain, because I can't stand vanity. Vanity is over. Vanity is over and liquor is back.
To stop making news resolutions. They're really stupid. No one sticks to them. Everyone breaks them. Then you give yourself a hard time. Just live life and enjoy.
This is so awesome. We have 14 minutes until 2011.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe it? We have a phone call, and I believe it's Ellen Barkin on the line. Ellen Barkin, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Barkin, what's happening tonight?
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Great. Do you have a question for any of our people?
Oh, my God. You're on a little delay. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. You're drunk. What's happening, Barkin?
Yeah, we're all watching you.
What do you got for me, Barkin?
Oh, wait. Who's in the room? Is that my Dina?
Yeah, your Dina's here. What do you want to know from Dina Manzo?
Dina, how's Lexi?
How's Lexi? She wants to know.
She's gonna come in at midnight.
I wanna know how Lexi is.
She's coming in at midnight. She's great. You're gonna see her at midnight in 13 minutes.
Where's Nene?
Nene's right here.
Hi, how are you?
Dina, how's Lexi?
We know how Lexi. Oh my God, Barkin, are you drunk?
Wow.
Okay, Barkin, we gotta go, but I love you.
How's Lexi?
Love you. How's Lexi? We love you. We have to go. It is time for our mazel for Entertainer of the Year. And the nominees are, this is so good, Jimmy Fallon, Katy Perry, James Franco, and Oprah Winfrey. Those were the four most entertaining people in the world in 2010, as far as I'm concerned. And the winner, besides everyone here, and the winner is Jimmy Fallon, here to accept his award via tape. Here's Jimmy Fallon.
Hey, Andy, I just wanted to say thanks so much for this mazel for Entertainer of the Year. This is huge. I mean, I love your show. I love you. I love Bravo. I watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta way more than I should.
That was very cool.
That was
very cool.
Wow.
I love Jimmy Fallon. I have to say, I think he is the freshest thing in late night. He's unbelievable. Everything he's doing on that show is amazing. You know, and I love funny people, and it's time for our next mazel. And it's Funny Lady of the Year. And what a year it was for funny ladies. It was hard to pick, but the nominees are Sarah Silverman, Kristen Wiig, Tina Fey, and Betty White. And the winner is Kristen Wiig. Congratulations, Kristen. Take it away, drink.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this, Bravo and Andy. This is the best award I've ever won in my life, and the first. So you can figure that out. I feel a lot of pressure to do something funny right now, but I just want to be serious. This is one of the best days of my life, and I'm going to treat this award like it is my own child.
I love me some Kristen Wiig. Oh my God, I love it. So have you two ever met?
Yeah.
You have? Oh.
Yeah.
When have you ever met?
At the Abbey in...
Oh, at a gay bar in L.A.
Gay bar, yeah.
What is it with housewives and gay bars?
We love our gay.
It's just fun.
Yeah?
So much fun.
What's your resolution, Kim, for 2011?
I don't know. I'm so damn healthy right now. I don't know.
Really?
Happiness.
You're so damn healthy?
I am.
Oh, my gosh. What's your resolution?
To stop cussing.
To stop cussing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna clean up my mouth.
We have a quick call. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm McKenna, and I'm calling from Southampton, New York.
Oh, cool. What's your question from Southampton? Rich.
I know, and can I tell you how many Bravo people I've seen in CBS? It's unbelievable.
Woo!
My question is for Tamara, and is life better with or without Simon?
Oh, my God. Oh. Is life better with or without Simon? Downer. That's so 2010.
My personal life is better.
Your personal life is better.
However, it's been a difficult road.
Yes.
And he's the father of my children.
Okay, all right. Okay, we want to keep it light and upbeat. You know, at the first time ever in TV history, at the stroke of midnight, we are going to be dropping a wig. Wig, everybody, drink. So this is going to signal the beginning of a new year and the new decade. It's the dropping of a wig. Can't you wait until midnight, Jeff Lewis?
No.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, it's 2.5 minutes until midnight, you guys. I want to tell you about this wig. Are you interested to know?
Yeah, we are.
Derek J. Designed it. Derek J. is Kim's wig master.
He designed it.
He used 30 packs of human hair. No humans were
pubic
hurt, though. Okay, human hair, not pubic hair. No, 10 packs of Kool-Aid for bright hair color.
Ugly wig,
10
Andy.
Cans of Aquanet, 20 broken combs from teasing the hair, 3 cans of gold metallic spray, 7 bottles of Swarovski crystal. This wig is worth $2.5 million. No, it's worth like $20.
It looks like
Let's see Times Square. Let's see Times Square and see what's happening there. Oh my God, someone's performing and it looks very boring if you ask me. All right, okay, well that sounds fun. All right, okay, that's what's going on in Times Square. I'm glad to know our house party is as fun, if not more fun, than Times Square. Oh, Jeff Lewis is spraying this crap at me. Okay, we have 120. Jenny Pulos, last moments for the 2010. What do you think?
I
mean, it's hilarious.
Wishing everyone an amazing 2011 and
oh my God. And I hope that Jeff Lewis is nice to you in 2011.
Yeah.
I really do. Are we feeling, we feel good about 2011, right? We feel good about it, Lisa? Does Jiggy feel good about it? Do you feel good? Okay, you guys, we have 1 minute until New Year's. 1 minute until 50 seconds. Oh, my God, I'm kind of freaking out, you guys. Okay, the New Year's almost here. 44 seconds away, okay? Are you ready now to cheers to a great year with everybody? To a great year with everybody. Cheers to with Kim. Oh, my God. Kim Dolce.
Alciak is sober. I don't know what to say. Okay, we're 30 seconds away, you guys. We're 30 seconds away. I can't believe it. Okay, everybody, are you ready? I'm kind of freaking out. I don't know. I'm gonna kiss you. I'm gonna kiss you. Oh, and you. I'm gonna kiss everybody. Okay, here we go, you guys. Here we go.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bass from Beverly Hills Housewives. Wait, no, I'm not.
I'm Molly Shannon.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lance Bass from the Housewives of Compton.
I'm Mark Consuelos, and my New Year's resolution is to watch more Housewives of Beverly Hills, New Jersey.
Drink less dairy. Let's all that hot milk in the morning with coffee.
I'm going to do more charity this year. Yeah.
And more almond milk, goat milk, soy if necessary. And that's it.
I don't even know what to say. I love 2011 already so much. Welcome back to Watch What Happens Live New Year's Eve. This is great. The clubhouse was just trashed, by the way, I would like to say. And I want to blame Jeff Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. No, you. Yes, no, no.
He can redecorate.
By the way, I would also like to say, I had a full makeout with Tamara. Did we have a full makeout? We literally, like, we went in for a kiss and open mouth on Tamara's end. By the way, people on Foursquare are checking in, as you can see. They're clicking on BravoTV.com on Foursquare.com. So, or they're clicking on Bravo TV on Foursquare.com. So keep doing that because we love seeing who's checking in to New Year's Eve. Because it's still New Year's Eve. It's still happening. Oh, my God, I'm so schvitzy. But guess what? We've reached a really important moment in our evening. Everything we do here on Bravo is in the name of fun and fabulousness. But it's been my pleasure to see two of our special friends fall in love right before our very eyes tonight. And they've decided to make it official tonight in what we believe is the first wedding of 2011. It's my extreme privilege to officiate the wedding of Grandma Wrinkles and Jiggy. Okay, it's Grandma Wrinkles and Jiggy. Jiggy is dressed as the bride of Frankenstein.
What? No, Jiggy.
I'm sorry, Grandma Wrinkles is the
She's
bride
beautiful.
Of...
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful, okay.
She's a wrinkled old pussy, Andy, come on.
She's a what?
She's a wrinkled old pussy, Andy.
Well, there you go. She's beautiful. Okay, so we're gonna do this because they've had sparks. I love Jiggy's wedding outfit. We're gonna marry a dog and a cat right here on live TV. It's gonna be the first wedding of the time. So let's see if they'll go on the altar. I don't know if they will, okay? So we are gathered here tonight to join together in matrimony, Sir Jiggy Vanderpump and Grandma Wrinkles. Oh, who is this?
This is Grandma's maid of honor.
Oh, that's your two-legged dog that is the maid of honor. That is a two-legged dog, okay? That is smelling Jiggy, okay. Oh, I'm looking at both of their asses right now.
Okay,
the two-legged dog is smelling, okay. Okay, so marriage should not be entered into lightly, but reverently, after at least a couple hours of consideration. Can anyone here, can you turn them around so that they're facing Big
sure,
Nick over
why not?
Here? Yeah, I don't like to touch Grandma that much. Okay, can anyone here show just cause why these two should not be married?
Yeah.
No? Anybody?
Because she's a wrinkly old pussy.
Okay. Maybe Lisa's not that for it, but we're doing it for the sake of Bravo.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, look how pretty.
It's a marriage
of
convenience.
Okay. Who gives this hairless sphinx in marriage to this toy Pomeranian?
I do.
You do, right, Tina? Mm-hmm. Yes. And your two-legged dog is all dressed up, too.
Grandma okay. wants to sign a prenup, by the way.
Grandma, what?
Your stuff is mine, girl.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, of course. Because
because
Jiggy's the richest dog in town.
She's
next to Playa.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Nene Leakes is in the house. Okay, Jiggy, do you take Grandma Wrinkles for your wedded wife? Will you fetch things for her and never snap at her for as many dog years as you live? Jiggy?
He does.
He does, okay. Grandma Wrinkles, Do you take Jiggy for your wedding husband? Will you be his little pussycat for all the rest of your 9 lives?
She does, I heard.
She does?
Absolutely.
What does the two-legged dog say?
Gracie, what do you think?
Okay.
Gracie's into it.
Okay, okay. And now, by the power vested in me by a really weird website, I now pronounce you man's best friend and wife. You may lick your bride, Jiggy. Yay! Lick your bride. Lick your bride. Lick your bride. Lick your bride now. Mazel tov to Jiggy Vanderpump and Grandma Rinkles. Oh, that's so nice. We have our first Bravo wedding. Oh my God, that's nuts. Oh. Oh my God, that is fantastic. Oh my God, I love it. This is, I love it that this year is starting with the spirit of nonsense that we love. I love it. We have a phone call, and I think it's Ricky Lake from California. Ricky Lake, are you there?
Happy New Year, honey.
Happy New Year, Ricky Lake. How's your New Year's going?
Be making out with you. Tamara would have to move over.
Oh, Tamara would have to move over. Oh, it's a battle between Ricky and Tamara. Ricky, what's your New Year's resolution?
Oh my God, I don't have one, but I have to say this wedding in honor of Neil and Kelsey. Did they have a prenup? I hope they did.
Yep. Oh, these two, do you two have a prenup? No. No, no.
Jiggy and Wrinkles.
Jiggy yeah, no, and Jiggy and Wrinkles do not. That's because Jiggy.
It's gonna last forever.
Jiggy wants, I mean, Grandma Wrinkles wants Jiggy's bucks, Ricky, yes. Because Grandma Wrinkles is smart, you know?
Mama didn't raise a fool, Andy.
I wouldn't
leave
one home with tonight, Andy.
What'd you say?
Who's going home with you tonight?
That's a good question. The night is young. I don't know.
Tamara
is the leading contender, actually. Hey, Ricky,
yeah,
you know, you on your show are the, you were the master of wigs and weaves. What did you think of our wig drop?
Yep. You know what? I couldn't help but think of the, back in the day, I would say, I hate to go, but I must be weaving.
Excellent. Well, I love to you, Ricky Lake, and love to everybody.
Love you.
In
happy
Cali, happy 2011.
I
love it. I love it.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye. Oh, I like it. Oh. Ricky Lake called in. Have they consummated their marriage?
Later.
Okay. Guess what? We have another phone call. It's someone who's in the running for the Viewer's Choice Mazel of the Year. It's 13-year-old housewife super fan and frequent Watch What Happens Live caller from the Upper East Side, Ben Wiener, everybody.
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Great, how are you, Ben Wiener?
I'm good. Happy New Year to everyone on the set.
How's the New Year going on the Upper East Side, man?
It's amazing.
That's great. Listen, who do you want to speak to? You have a galaxy of housewives superstars here.
Is Kim.
Kim?
Yes. Kim, how do your children feel about the baby?
Oh. She's coming around to the idea. Okay.
And is Big Papa still in your life? How does he feel about this?
Big Papa's not in my life. He's sick. Congratulations.
He's very excited. Okay, Big Papa. Oh, Big Papa. You said, Kim just said Big Papa's not in her life. But he did say congratulations. Oh, so you are in a little bit of touch, you and Big Papa. By text message, you're okay. All right, okay. You haven't heard from him so far in 2011, have you? No, I mean, the year is young. Okay, all right. Well, Ben Wiener, you're up for Mazel of the Year. It's up to the viewers to decide.
Yeah, I know, I hope I win. It's hard, the Chilean minors. I know,
and Betty White.
Yeah, both of them are hard contenders.
I know, she's America's favorite gilf.
I know, we'll see.
She is. Hey, Ben Wiener, by the way, speaking of gilfs, do you have a girlfriend right now? What's happening with you?
No, I don't have a girlfriend right now.
You're available, in other words.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, Ben Wiener, we love talking to you. Thanks for calling us, okay?
No problem. Happy New Year.
Okay, Happy New Year. Peace out. Happy 2011. I want to know if NeNe Leakes has thought of any new words for 2011 besides bloop, bloop, bloop.
Bloop,
No, let's just stay positive.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here we go with that again. Tina, how's Lexi?
Oh, wait, I just want to say for Ellen Barkin, Lexi is here. Lexi has joined us, and Lexi is here with the two-legged dog of Dina's. I love it that Dina has a two-legged dog. Dina, you just, it's Grandma's dog. Grandma Wrinkles has a dog. Now that Grandma Wrinkles is married to Jiggy, I wonder if she'll still, okay.
She's born Jiggy.
All right. Okay, that's exciting. Guess what, you guys? It's time for our 2010 Mazel of the Year for Movement of the Year, okay? This is important. The nominees are Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert for the Rally to Restore Sanity and or Fear, Dan Savage and Terry Miller's Response to Bullying, the It Gets Better Project, various celebrities for the Digital Deaf Movement, and Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, and Sporty Spice. What? And others for the Earth Hour movement. And the winner for Mazel for Movement of the Year, now we're talking past tense because it's 2011 and we're still feeling it. The winner is Dan Savage and Terry Miller for It Gets Better. Here they are.
Hey, Andy and everyone watching Watch What Happens Live. I'm Dan Savage.
I'm Terry.
And we co-founded the It Gets Better Project, for which we've received the Movement of the Year Award, the Mazel, for 2010. We're delighted. We both have colds, so a couple of
hot toddies
will come in really handy right now and help us both recover. We want to wish everyone a very happy new year, and thank you again, Andy.
Oh, yeah, come on in. NeNe Leakes, I want you over here. Come here. Okay, well, that was the It Gets Better project was unbelievable, and that was an amazing thing. Oh, NeNe Leakes. We want NeNe Leakes over here. That's what we're working on.
Hi, my name is Brad Goreski.
Hi, I'm Kristen Chenoweth.
I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Hey, it's Denise Richards, and my New Year's resolution is to truly live in the moment this year. Enjoy every moment.
To call my mom more. It's true.
Stop drinking clear liquid that I call vodka, but it's really water. All the time.
My New Year's resolution this year will be to get a date with a nice person.
All night, you at home have been voting on who you think should receive the Viewer's Choice Mazel of the Year. The votes have been tabulated. Do we have the winner? Do we have it? Let's see it. Oh, Betty White won! The Guild! My fave Guild! Okay, do we want to do a Moe toast to Betty White and to all good things
to you, Andy,
in 2011?
The gayest man on television.
Yeah. I'm looking at the gayest man on television right now. I am looking at the gayest man on television.
You're an inspiration for little people.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? I want to say I'm standing next to NeNe Leakes, who happens to be very tall.
I'm standing next to her.
She's in heels. I'm 5'9". All right.
You're 5'6".
Andy, come here. Andy, you come over here.
You are not 5'9". You're
5'6". You see, Andy and I are the same height. Andy and I are the same height. How tall is Jiggy?
Most of these people are very short.
Oh my God. Megan McCain, what happened during the commercial break?
I think NeNe needs to say.
What
happened?
Her boobs were real because they were so big.
And did you feel her up?
Yeah, I feel them.
And what is your assessment?
They're real.
She's a triple B.
Megan has real boobs. Okay. Titties. Megan has real titties. Okay.
Look at her.
Very good. Cheers, Jiggy. How's the marriage going, by the way? Well, I can't. This is the first time I've. This is the longest I've seen Kim Zolciak without some wine. I can't believe it. It's amazing.
She's
a muzzle to you in 2011, Kim Zolciak. And to your
congratulations.
And that was a great performance.
Another baby out of wedlock. Congratulations.
I want to thank everybody for making 2010 amazing. I want to thank all my guests for being here and for Fate. For planning our party just beyond the clubhouse. We're all headed to our party just beyond the clubhouse with which Fett planned. There it is. There's our party that we're heading to right now. That's right next door. We're heading in. to you. Uh-huh. And we're going to shoot some video, or I'm going to tweet some after party pics at Bravo Andy. You guys, any final New Year? So what are you laughing at?
Jeff Lewis, he's a mess.
Jeff Lewis is a mess? I thought you were sick. I was so, when I heard you were sick,
you
I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
It's cold medication, my friend.
Oh, he's high on cold medication.
Yeah.
What's good. Is it a good buzz, cold medication and alcohol? Is that
it's
the
a
way?
Great thing to do. Do it at home.
Do it at home. Right, yeah, oh, great. Nice great, day. That's great. Excellent. Lisa, final thoughts from Jiggy? For
the. He wants to see you in the Batman underpants.
Yay. Oh,
he
does.
Andy, oh, Andy's still. Andy's still got them on. Andy's a good sport. Jenny, thanks for busting out that
rap. All right, Andy.
Kim Zolciak. Tardy for the party. I can't hear it enough.
Google
thank
me
you
too.
So much. What did you think of Kim's performance, Deanie?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Baloop, baloop, baloop. Baloop, baloop, baloop. Cheers, everybody. Baloop, baloop,
baloop.
Yeah. Yeah. We have so much more in 2011. We will see you later. Bye, everybody. Keep going. The sun doesn't rise for many hours. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.